The Home Depot Home Improvement Show, brought to you in part by DryPro.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
Good morning, David Doval. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How about you?
Everything's good. Another week went screaming by.
It sure did. June.
We're in June. Yeah, we're in June. That's all right. It's all good. I love this time of year.
Me too.
And it's lots of going on. Plenty. Every Saturday morning, you stick your head outside and you hear the cacophony of tools, saws and blowers and mowers, and it's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful thing. All right, so we're here to talk about, I hope it's not a cacophony, we're here to talk about home improvement again, folks. 704-570-1110, just for a little pleasant change of pace. Kind of been this way for, I don't know, 28 years. So let's just do it again. What do you say, Dave?
I know, man. This is my, coming up on my time. When I joined you in 1996.
Mm. Wow.
I was surprised that you invited me at the age of 10. But
you were always a child prodigy.
is that what you call me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The prodigy. you're also progeny, but you know that's kind of everybody's case. Anyway, let's talk about what's important to our listeners first. 704-570-1110. If one is true to oneself, and I'm true to myself, you know, I get an idea in my head, David, you know that, and then I'll just like charge down a path on a topic. And I hope it's good information. I may not try to make it good information, but it may or may not be relevant to our listeners. And so we really prefer to hear what's on your mind. Give us a call. I think, Dave, this week, too, we're going to dip a little bit into some of the emails.
Yeah.
But I thought two things. One, just from the conversation you and I had, and as I thought about it, I actually had two different scenarios this week, just this past week. People talking about deck and what to put on the deck, whether it's, you know, the five-quarter treated, mm-hmm. or Trex or Fiberon, or there's so many different composite options out there. And then you brought up just different things that you have to do to the surface. So I think people, I feel like, and I probably have a stilted perspective on it, but I feel like it's all back in the game because lumber is finally priced, you know, inside the realm of sanity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We were so out of whack, you know, for 2 years, really. And so I think folks have been itching to get something done there. And so that could be it. But then also, I just put some stuff together thinking about gutters. You know, we'll turn our mind to the gutter a little bit this week. That's always fun. But anyway, so I think that would be a couple of good topics. And then I trust that there's probably some email stuff that we can take a look at.
Yeah, yes.
So when we spent a fair amount of time, was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, on decks and footings and framing and all that stuff, and it's kind of like, I don't want to say who cares because that's really important, but at the end of the day, when you walk out on somebody's deck, you don't go, wow, this must have the nicest undercarriage and the most beautiful joists and the best footings ever in the neighborhood. Probably not happening.
Right.
What are they talking about? What are you hearing?
Well, it's kind of funny because it's been a rash of this over the last several months, but folks that have existing decks that are kind of in between. They don't really know what to do. They've refinished it as many times. I mean, how many times have we had that call and
yeah.
people say, you know, do I go one more time or do I put one of these rescue type of products on top of it? Which, you know, we talk about that, and it's certainly has its place in the market. You know, maybe you got a year or two left before you're ready to do something with your deck. You know, and that can buy you a little bit of time, but it's certainly not. It's not a long term fix. That's for sure.
Looks and like, I don't think it's the most aesthetically appealing solution either, personally.
Well, no, and I think because you're putting lipstick on a pig is what it comes down to. Once the deck gets to that point, you know, as we said, it does is it gets you by another year or two.
Yeah.
And from there, you have to decide what do you do, and that's been the rash of calls that I've gotten over the last 6 months or so about decks and you know, the framing's still pretty decent. You know, it depends. So I think maybe we'll just go into that a little bit and talk about the things that I've been talking to some customers about, and then, you know, hopefully that'll prompt some calls for decks. Of course, you know, anything anybody else wants to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is always better when we have our callers, that's for sure. So
it is truly the case. The customers kind of, when the customers rule, life is good.
Yeah, I like
all
that.
Right.
Yeah, because we could do a podcast for hours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like www.getalifewithjohnanddave.com. let's take calls. We're 704-570-1110. We're just 30 seconds or so away from a break, so we'll sneak off and take it. But and then we'll spend some time, just a reminder that Father's Day is only 2 weeks away.
Wow.
That's 2 weeks to ogle over tools that your father, husband might like. If you're the wife and you do the work in the house, pick something for yourself and give it to your husband for Father's Day. That's how I see it. Anyway, we got to take a break. 704-570-1110. That's the number. Give us a call. We're going to take a little break and be back to talk Home Depot, talk home improvement on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
And I'm Dave Dovell.
And we would love to talk to you at 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. David, we were talking first decks, specifically surfaces, and then gutters. But if you got another question, let us know. Toilets not flushing, bathtub not bathing, whatever it is.
Right.
Give us a call. So take us down. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said that's the beauty. So talk about whatever, you know. And guess
it's
what? If we don't know what we're talking about, I guarantee somebody out there listening
does.
They'll fix it for us. So
because our podcast could be ADD heaven. That could be our podcast. Home improvement ADD heaven. All right. So get us down the path on the deck stuff.
Okay.
What are you hearing?
Well, I like I said, I think we just have people that are at their deck is at its life expectancy, and everything has one. You know, all the things in our homes do. We know that. We've been talking about it for years. And so as I'm talking to these folks, they're saying, you know, well, we want to get to the place that we're not having to reseal every year, every 2 years. And there's some products out there. They advertise on WBT. I have not had any feedback. I don't know if you've heard about Everseal.
I haven't.
They run that ad. I hear it a lot on WBT. So I don't know what that is. And you know, an old deck or a new deck. I think if the deck's in pretty bad shape, I don't know if you did want to invest that money. But if it's in fairly decent shape and it's a wood deck, you know, it may be worth checking into that. And I've recommended that to folks as well. But like I said, we haven't had much feedback, so I don't know. But it supposedly has a 25-year warranty. You seal it one time and you're done. So. Kind of interesting.
Wow.
And they do, I think they do concrete and wood. So,
wow, I like that theory.
Well, I do too. So, I'd like to learn more about it. But if the deck is in bad shape and you have a wood deck and it's cracked and it's split, and this is kind of what I'm finding. Some of the decks that I've looked at are exactly that. People want to cover it maybe with a composite material. And then we can also talk about the Silka system or stone deck. right. as it's listed.
Oh, I love that.
It's a very cool product, and it's another way to go. You can have a you'll have a slightly more money involved in that, but not a whole lot more than composite. It's pretty competitive, and it has some other benefits I think that are pretty cool. But with if you add stone or something like that to the deck, there's a possibility that you may have to add some more posts or do some things like that. If you're just going to redo with composite, and I'm going to talk specifically about one deck that I'm looking at in Fort Mill for some good folks, and their deck is the top of the deck is in bad shape. The boards are run on a diagonal, but it's a wood deck and they're 16 inches on center. So
ooh.
One of the things that I think you'll find if you have an older deck, when you start stripping it off, first of all, the joists are probably going to have a little bit of rot in the top of them. There's probably going to be some sagging. And then in this case, the deck that I'm talking about, John, with 16 inches on center and the boards being run on a diagonal, you can't...
It's too big a span. Yeah,
you can't do that with composite. So you have to go to 12 inches on center. So in my thoughts, the way that I'm looking at it is, you know, we're just going to strip all of the joist off, and we're going to go back with 12 inches on center, and we're going to get, you know, relatively, hopefully fairly straight boards, to put back on there, and they'll be fastened down. And then, you'll put a new band around the outside of it. And now you're going to be ready for the decking on the deck itself. I think, as you said, there's, I don't know, what, 15, 20 different types of composite lumber out there. So
yeah.
it's whatever you want, from, you know, pure PVC to a completely wrapped product with vinyl. It's composite in the middle, but it has a vinyl wrap around it. I've looked at some of this stuff, John, and I don't know if you've ever thought much about this, but when you have the hidden fastener option that you want to use, there's a groove cut in the side of the deck board.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about water getting in that groove?
So no, I have not. And when I did ours, I used the Trex version, and it didn't have the groove cut in it. So I used the, what do they call them? It's not tiger teeth, that's the insulation thing, but tiger claw or tiger
yes.
something. And it goes into the side of it. And so I didn't have to deal with that.
Right.
But go down that path, because I think that's a very interesting.
It is, and it's a very cool way to fasten the deck boards back down to the joist without really seeing the fastener. So
mm-hmm.
a couple of things tricks that I've seen in the industry that people use. For one of the things they're doing is they're taping the top of the joist now. So earlier,
like a weather,
weather barrier.
Okay.
It's exactly what it is. So they make a tape that's just slightly wider than the joist. It sticks even if the wood is damp. And you basically can roll it down, or you can use a block and tap it with a hammer, but you want to embed this tape into the wood. It's black. So once you put your boards on, when you have the gap between the boards, and remember composite, there has to be, depending on the manufacturer, anywhere from 3/16 to 1/4 inch. Because it does have plastic in it, it tends to expand and contract with the heat or the heat from the sun. So and then of course, you know, it's just gonna shrink in the wintertime. So you want to make sure you pay attention to that and use the proper gap. And some of those fasteners create that, or these hidden fasteners create that that gap automatically. So it takes all the guesswork out of it, which is kind of cool. And then the nice thing about using that black tape is that most of these hidden fasteners are black. So with a 1/4 inch gap, if you look down between them, you could probably see those, and it's maybe not very attractive. But I think with the background of the tape, that takes care
of
that.
Didn't even think of that. But I guess it's the tape is a barrier kind of solution, which is good. But it's the same as taping or painting the studs when back in the day when we put up paneling. So
exactly
when you spaced it correctly, you didn't see the white.
The same
coming through, right?
Same principle of that. So I think that's a really good idea. I think if you're going to put a composite deck down, it's something that you certainly, it's probably a step you wouldn't want to skip. You might as well protect the joist. Hey, we only got a couple of minutes left in this segment, so let's get Tom in here. What do you think?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. How can we help?
A month or so back, y'all were talking about something that I think was called paste rub, a cleaning compound.
Pink.
Right name.
Pink stuff.
What was it, David? Pink stuff.
That's what it's called. The pink stuff.
Pink stuff?
Yep. It's been around a long time.
Okay. And it's available in all of your stores?
It's available. I saw it at HomeDepot.com, and it's available in the stores.
Okay.
I'm looking it up on my trusty Home Depot app right now. So right now, Pineville has 148 in stock. And I'm sure that if I look at the other stores, South Boulevard.
What about Spartanburg, East Main?
And where at?
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they have it. Let me, I'll put it in there. John, I don't know if you know all the things that that stuff can do, but.
I remember I said, hey, I'm going kind of rogue on the product of the week, whatever week that was, because I'm like, I was amazed at how many things it could do.
Yes. And that is very cool.
So yeah. So what were you thinking of using it for, Tom?
Cleaning a stove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it that not on there? What was that the product?
I think I probably gave them the wrong name for the product.
Oh, possibly.
I had remembered paste rub, and I said, no, we haven't got that.
Yeah.
I tried pink rub and see what I got.
They were looking at the barbecue aisle for, you know, rib rub and all that stuff.
Right.
So thinking you were. All right. Hey, Tom, we've got to sneak away for a break. If there's more conversation we need to have, hang tight. Otherwise, we're going to slide away. We appreciate your call, sir. Folks, this is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. We're going to be back to talk about pink stuff, any other stuff, but always home improvement stuff when we return from these important messages. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And before we jump to Ray, who's got a question on composite decking, we want to do our Home Depot product of the week. David, 2 weeks till Father's Day, you know it's going to be tools. Well,
yes, sir.
I think it should be tools, but Christmas time and Father's Day, well, there's a lot of different times, but a combo kit is hands down, in my opinion, the best way to go if you're starting out or making some changes. And right now I want to talk about the Ryobi One Plus 18-volt cordless combo kit. It comes with six tools, half-inch driver, a quarter-inch impact driver, a 5.5-inch circular saw, a reciprocating saw, a multi-tool, and they always throw a flashlight in there. I think that's like, doesn't melt my butter, but it's cool. All works on the OnePlus system. There's a charger, a 1.5 amp hour battery, and a 4 amp hour battery. And David, it doesn't break the bank. It is like $199.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
It's insane. So anyway, so that's it. It's Father's Day is coming up. Check it out. Any of the Ryobi One Plus stuff, I think for your dad, or if you're the mom and you do the work, because that happens in a lot of cases, buy yourself something nice, wrap it up for dad and keep it. It's okay. All right, let's talk to Ray. Ray, good morning. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment about the deck restoration. We do renovations, and I have a customer. It's a huge 3-level deck.
Ooh.
And on the largest level, when she bought the house, she had someone to come in and do a major stone kitchen, fire pit, and they didn't do any extra support underneath it at all. So I had an engineer that gave me the report what we have to do under the large section. And on the other two sections, we will remove the old deck boards and put the composite down. But in the larger section, there's no way that we can remove the deck boards because all of the stone
is on top.
On top of the deck board.
Oh, man.
So yeah.
We will have to go over the old with the composite. And the first thing I will do is we will coat it with Aqua Defense, which is a waterproofing. And then we will go over it with that. And what do you think about that?
Have you ever heard of a product called Cedar Shield, Ray?
Yes, yes.
That you may want to look at that product before you do anything else to that. I like the waterproofer that you're talking about putting on there, but the nice thing about the Cedar Shield is that if there's any rot or decay in there, it'll stop it, and it will push all of the moisture out of the wood. It basically is gonna they call it a wood stabilizer, but I go a step further. It almost like it petrifies the wood, so it won't take on moisture again. And with what you're gonna do to it afterwards, it will never have another problem. But as you know, you're in the field, you're out there working as a contractor. Once rot starts in wood, if it's able to get any moisture, even after it dries out, if it's able to get any moisture, even if it's humidity, it will continue that rot, and it'll continue. Dry rot, is really kind of what comes to mind. But that would be something that I would think about for no more than it cost. And you do have to wait 72 hours after you apply it before you could put any other coating. But that may be one more step in a situation like you're in that would maybe help everybody else sleep better at night.
Good. I thank you. I will do that. I will do that. But just underneath the engineer, what we have to do, it's about $13,000 to $14,000.
Yeah,
sure.
It's major. It's major. The engineer said the deck wasn't even safe.
Right. Well, I can imagine. We talk about a product called Silka Grate, which allows you, you can screw this right down to the framing system, and then that allows you to put pavers or travertine or just about anything that you want. And then, of course, depending on the thickness of the stone that you pick for weight purposes, then you would get it engineered, the deck engineered to that, similar to what you're doing. But surprising enough, you don't have to do a whole lot more to the deck in most cases if you're using something, 3/4 inch or in that area. It usually doesn't take a lot more than just doubling up the joists, as long as you could prove that you have decent footings. So, exactly. So, man, I know where you're at. Hey, if you get time, send me a note at our website, AskJohnAndDave.com. Or questions at AskJohnAndDave.com, and let's get together. I want to talk a little bit about Dex and what you do and all of that.
Good. What's the name of your company, Ray?
Creative Home Design. I've been doing it for 30 or more years in Charlotte.
God bless you. Well, thanks for that, and thanks for the call. Great information. Do send a note to Dave. It's really good to have resources like you out there.
I will do that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for the call. All right, good information from Ray. We got to take a little break here in just a little bit, so we're going to go ahead and do it. We're talking about whatever's important to you, 704-570-1110. A little bit on the decks, a little bit on pink stuff, but always helpful, we hope. So grab a cup of coffee, get your questions ready. We're going to sneak away, 704-570-1110. Also, as David pointed out, send us a note at questions@askjohnanddave.com. You can directly email us or go to the website and click on the questions button, and you can get information to us and from us that way as well. We're going to sneak away for a break, and we'll be back to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show right after this. We'll break, and we'll be back to answer your questions at 704. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. That's our number. Give us a call. Great calls already this morning. We're talking about decks. David, I went out. You can get a lot of information, of course, on just different products. There's different websites that rate products. Talk about, you know, colors and all kinds of different stuff. So there's a lot of good resources out there.
Yeah, the pros and the cons. That's what I was, before we started getting into those calls. By the way, for Tom in Spartanburg, the East Spartanburg, East Main does have the pink stuff. It's 100 and they have 106 in stock. So go by there and get you some. Get one of those Ryobi toolkits too if you don't already have
one. Hey, baby. That's a deal and a half, man.
I know it is.
I
say it all along, but
yeah, they're good. It's good to get those combo kits in any of the Milwaukee. If you're like into the next up, I get a lot of ads for because I think I'm a pro, and I get a lot of Milwaukee's like, woo, awesome. Anyway,
good stuff.
Let's get back to decks.
Yeah. Before we got into all that, we were talking about the composites. We talked about taping the top of the joist. You could certainly cedar shield the undercarriage of the deck as well. And if you have time, you know, you would cedar shield it, wait 72 hours, and then you could paint the top of the board black so that you don't see it. And we're talking about the top of the joist. And, you know, also, John, another thing is that's a good time to add screen. Some people like to put the screen on the bottom of the joist if you have room to get underneath there. If you don't, then you put it on top. The problem with that is that when the debris falls in between the cracks, it can't go anywhere. It stays.
Yep.
That could cause other problems, which kind of, you know, so anyway, we went from covering the joist, and then also the clips, the hidden clips that you install helps hide those. But one of the questions that I had, and I don't know if the grooved products have been out enough. So what you have is the composite, it's capped. And then you have that groove cut, and I'll set this up, and then we'll go to Jay.
Yep.
But with that groove in there, I'm wondering, it's not capped inside, I don't think. So if water gets in there over time, or if the sun's hitting on it, I wonder,
do you get the mildew or deterioration?
And what does that do to it? Does it cause it to start to swell? You know, over time, I don't know. It's a good question, but just something I thought of. So let's get Jay in here. Jay. What do you say?
Hey, Jay. Good morning. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We are fine. How can we help?
I hear you fellas speak about this cedar shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you take if you done milled a log, any kind, you know, a piece of oak?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And you apply a cedar shield, does that take the place of almost like a kiln dryer? You say it draws the moisture out?
It does. It does. And you have to put, depending on how thick it is, you would have to put multiple coats and coat all sides of it. There's, when I first found that product, it was actually a listener that found that product and sent the link to me and ask me what I thought about it. And at first, I just thought, oh, there's no way.
Incredulous. Yeah,
yeah, that's really? As a matter of fact, I bought a gallon of it for a friend of mine and gave it to him to use for some situations that he gets in. And I ran out one day and I went down to a shop to get it. And he had written on the side of the can or the bottle, snake oil. So we laughed about it, but he uses it all the time now, and it works great for what he uses it for. But yes, if you read about it, there's a article in the reviews, and a guy went with a fella out in a log pile, and they were cutting off the pieces of I think it was ash, and he was going to make a table. And when they were in the field, after they cut the slab off, they started painting that on it. And he said they did multiple coats, and then they loaded it in the truck. And when they got back, they said the cedar shield was running out of the ash, the slab they had cut off. he said when they got back, when they went to pick up the ash, when they were going to reload it in another vehicle, that it weighed half as much, or I can't remember what it was, but the weight was considerably less because it had pushed all the water out of it.
So it had drawn that moisture out that quick.
It draws it out really fast, and I can tell you that I've done it with treated 4x4s and laid them on sawhorses. I've actually stood them up in buckets of it as well before they're buried. But I also did that for some other projects, and it was noticeable the weight difference after they were coated after a couple of days. Pretty amazing.
If you were to apply that to fresh treated lumber, fresh yep. out of Home Depot or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Would that hasten the would that quicken mm-hmm. the process of you being able to paint that lumber?
Absolutely.
We tell let treated lumber sit for
30 to 90 days depending yep. on the time yep. of year. Exactly.
Yep.
And that's, and we tell people that, we've told them that on air many times. I do it all the time cuz I'll do the treated lumber before I ever make the first cut. So it's easier for me sometimes to lay it all out on sawhorses, and then I'll use a little roller and a little 4-inch roller and just roll it on. But you could spray it. I find I don't waste as much if I can roll it or brush it.
Right. And David, I think now the good thing is when you put that on, you don't
act as a preservative.
It's not really a preservative. It's a stabilizer. And they tell you in that it's not a sealer. If you leave that wood out in the sun afterwards, it will turn gray. So it's not going to. The only thing it does is it pushes moisture out and keeps it from taking moisture back on.
Right.
And okay. it's great for okay. projects with wood. Anybody that's building these tabletops and stuff like that, it's an ideal project because you just about can ensure you're going to eliminate any warping.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's. I hear y'all talk about that, and I thought, well, that it sounds like it almost takes the place of a kiln dryer, or you know,
and it could, and it may be a great question.
And dry whatever method, you know.
Call them. They have a technical line, and talk to them. They're pretty sharp folks, and I'm sure they've talked to many people about that product in the country. And I'll bet you that they've talked to some folks that do that, and that are probably buying it regular because. Now I'm seeing that they have auto ship. So, you know, we get our vitamins auto shipped to us or other sundries, oh, yeah. but, you know, I haven't stepped into the Cedar Shield auto ship yet, but the day may come.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, fellas, I appreciate that. And that sounds like a better than sliced bread product.
Yeah, I hope it works out. Let us know what you find out and how it works for you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, John. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. How are you?
Hi, good morning. We've got a new deck that was built about 3 to 4 years ago, and we applied semi-transparent stain on it. And it's since weathered. We haven't repeated it. But we've done an addition to the deck and left it natural. We used a Cedar Shield on both. But I would like to get the stain off of that original portion,
mm-hmm.
have it return it to natural to match the addition, and I don't know the best way to remove that stain.
I think it's bare stripper.
Is it all? Yeah,
all-in-one stripper cleaner.
I think it's called All Out. Maybe I can't remember. I'll look it up real quick. But yeah, John Behr, Behr, makes a product precisely for that because. When you go back and re-coat things, if you've got, depending on what the original was, you want to get that all the way off and get down to bare wood.
Yes.
B-A-R-E wood.
Wood stain and finish stripper.
There you go.
Okay. Would it be possible to sand that, or that would not penetrate?
You can. You know, you just have to be careful. For one, you don't want to breathe in the dust, so if you can get some type of vacuum system on it. But the problem is that you can't get down on the edges
yeah.
of the board because it's probably rounded a little bit, and if there's a gap, the stain's down in there. So you almost need something that you can liquid that you can put on there that'll lift it off. It's not bad. Do it on a cloudy day, John. Use the product, follow the directions, and keep it misted, not sprayed, but just a slight mist from the hose, and use a stiff deck brush. And if you can keep it damp and let it set, it comes off so much easier. You can almost hose it off. Don't want to pressure wash because it's going to change the look of the wood. Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah, use a brush. I know it sucks, but use a brush.
Hey, John, hang tight for a second if you don't mind. We're going to have to run to a hard stop here, and we want to make sure we finish your question thoroughly.
I'll get him off.
Matt, tomorrow. Thank you. Matt, we see you out there also. Don't go away.
Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
We are taking calls at 704-570-1110, talking decking and things deck-related, but we'll talk about other stuff if you've got other questions. Right now, Matt has been patiently waiting through the break. Matt, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
And as a lot of people say, just thank you for doing what you do and being a sounding board for us, you know, contractors, homeowners, and everybody in between. So thanks.
Thanks. We enjoy doing it.
I've been dealing with decks for 25 plus years, and somebody calls me about a deck and they mention composite. The first thing that I ask them is, do you walk on your deck barefoot?
Then
the discussion goes from there. And
to burn cream?
Yeah.
Lidocaine.
I had a scrap of a light colored composite and put it on next to the blacktop and shot it with an infrared thermometer, and they were within 5 degrees of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of the cons of composite for sure.
And a product, it's one of the newer kids on the block. It's a product out of Florida called Wear Deck. Wear. And my understanding is that they were actually just bought by Owens Corning. But it is a high-density polyethylene decking, and it has a fiberglass mat that is embedded in the top and bottom of it when it is extruded. So their 1-inch decking can span 2-foot joists.
Wow.
It is owned by Owens Corning. It is an Owens Corning product.
Yeah.
I just popped it up. Yeah.
I'm not sure how long the company existed before Owens Corning bought them, but that was a relatively recent thing.
Yeah.
And they even make 2x, I know they make 2x4s, but I'm not sure what other dimensional lumber sizes they make.
2x8 and 2x, no, they don't have 2x8. I'm just looking at the website now, Matt. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you know, my understanding is that they were in the process of getting some of the dimensional lumber, graded and tested to be able to be used for structural components. I don't know where that has gone, but that would be a really interesting prospect.
Yeah.
If you could have a joist or a post that is made out of that material, and it's going to outlast our grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I've thought about this about a million times for decks, because like you, I know when you pull the boards off, a lot of times you'll hear different manufacturers say, yeah, you just pop those boards up and put your new boards down. Well, that's not necessarily the way it always works, because if the decking's been down a long time, chances are that treated lumber is in pretty bad shape from moisture, and that doesn't even count the fasteners that were put in it, and if they veered off and gone to the side and busted the lumber up or whatever. So, yeah, I like the idea of it, and permanent is better. You know, Fortress, and you've probably seen this too, Fortress makes the steel railings that are coated, they're E-coated, but they have a steel deck system as well. And
I've seen magazine articles for that, but I have not seen it in person.
Pretty cool. At Home Depot actually sells that product. I mean, you have to look it up online. It's not something they carry.
Online only, yeah.
Yeah, but it's very cool. But they have kits that are the rail, the decking, the framing, the whole package, the stairs. So it's pretty cool. You know, you pay a little bit up front for that, but you don't pay again. And I think that's the key, right? I mean, you wash it, but that's all you have to do. I don't know if it's so good for us contractors, but.
Well, I'm looking at I'm sorry.
I mean, for most, you know, at least nowadays, granted the wood quality, you know, we're not going to get 25 years out of a deck.
Agree.
Now, like we would have 10 or more years ago. Just the wood quality is just not where it was.
Right. Well, yes.
So, you know, a lot of people aren't taking that into consideration.
Sure.
And then railings. I read an article in Deck Builder magazine years ago, and they said the most overlooked part of the deck is the railing. Because if you're out in the yard or anywhere afar looking back at the deck, what do you see? You see the railings. You don't see the decking. I try to, or at least just mention that to people.
Yeah.
And the Westbury railing, the powder coated aluminum, that's kind of been my favorite for a number of years.
Yeah.
And there are comparable products.
Sure. I've used it several times. It's a great product. So. Again, hey Matt, we appreciate the call. I know we got to go to a break, but send us a note at our website, askjohnanddave.com. Hit the questions button and just send me your contact information. I'd like to reach out and talk with you.
Okay, sounds good. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call. Folks, we're going to sneak away for a break. 704-570-1110 is the number. We'll be back after these important messages. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
Give us a call this morning. We're at 704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. Talking decks. David, I went out to the Ware Deck and pulled up the spec PDF, and I can't find a span table, but they do manufacture 2x4, well, 5-quarter boards, as you would expect. And then... 2x4, 2x6, 2x8, and 2x10. And in each spec for the 2x8 and 2x10, it says rated for understructure.
Wow.
Yeah. But I guess that stands to reason if you think about a fiberglass reinforced product.
Right.
2 inches thick. Its actual dimensions naturally are a little bit less than that. It's in fact, it's a little bit odd. A 2x8, nah, it's perfect match to regular dimension. So great tip from Matt. Thank you for Matt. If you're still listening, Matt, many thanks.
He'll send me a note, and then we'll reach out. You know, and maybe one day we'll get Ray and Matt both to come in, and
that would be cool. Just geek out on decks.
Yeah, we'll just share some of their experiences and what they're doing, what they're seeing, and. I think that would be great. And I like the idea of especially the undercarriage. And that was one of the things that we were talking about, was changing the joist out and doing the things that you're going to do, because if these capped products that we're talking about, the composites, the stuff that we can get readily available at Home Depot or wherever, the tracks and the veranda, all of that is it's capped. A lot of that stuff is capped. They still do make just a composite, which mm-hmm. you're going to see is lower in price than a capped product, because the composite is basically made and then they wrap it. right? And they're putting a vinyl cap around it. And that's what Matt was talking about heat-wise. Composites get hot anyway just because they have plastics in them. But when you cap them, they get pretty warm too. But, you know, in all fairness, regular deck boards – get pretty hot.
Wooden deck boards are hot.
Yeah, you
and
walk
if you
out there.
Stain them a darker color. You just hold more.
They
heat,
go up a few more degrees, exactly, because you're drawing the sun to it rather than reflecting it. So, you know, and that's one of the things I tell people. But usually you don't have to tell people that. Usually they find out for themselves, and they usually don't do it but once. So,
true.
It gets hot foot, and I've seen it happen before, and I've watched people. Well, you know, it's just like on the beach in August, you know, you get out there in the sun and you walk out there and you take your shoes off. You want to get your feet in the sand. And the next thing you know, you're jumping and hopping and trying to get your shoes back on. So one of the cons to that type of decking. But I think all of the good things that come with the newer versions of this decking far outweighs that. So. You know, and you could also put down a rug, you could put a pergola.
Or I was going to say an awning, a retractable awning would be nice. We will spend all of your money if you stay tuned.
Well, the thing about it is if you kind of going back to that, if you're going to spend the money on that type of deck, I think there's not a problem with eventually adding an awning or a pergola or something over top of it. And if you think you're going to do that, prepare in advance, especially if you're going to put a pergola, because you need to frame for it ahead of time. So measure it out, get it laid out, but then the hard work is done underneath, and all you have to do is get your post up and fasten them to the blocking and the framing that you've already installed. And that makes it nice. And you know, John, there's so many different types of those covers available that the louvers move. You can do it manual. They have them electronic. I'm getting some information about that now. I've sent away for some information about a few of these things because it's something that I may try to add into what we do, you know. Anyway, I like what Matt was talking about. Even though the framing lumber, whether you use something like the Ware from Owens Corning or you go to the Fortress metal framing for a deck, probably money well spent if you're gonna put a more permanent type of covering on the top of it. Why wouldn't you want to have the bottom of it, you know, the supporting members of it, permanent as well? You don't have to deal with it, and it stays straight.
Exactly. You don't get the grains. There's no grains, so you don't get the twisting and warping.
Right, and that's a big deal with composites, because that's what I see a lot of them do. Is that, you know, that wood eventually is going to, some of those boards are going to settle, and you're going to get a little belly in that deck, and now you're going to have a low spot, and whether it be that it's holding a little bit of water in that area, or the table or chair that you have sitting at area is not sitting level. You know, it's always bouncing around. You have to put adjustable feet on it. You know, it's not the end of the world, but you know, if you can keep it flat and without any sags in it, man, that's everything. And it doesn't rot. That's money well spent, I say.
It is definitely that. And then the other point that I think Matt made that is really good was his point about, the railings.
Yes.
And I've never said, hey, like he said, hey, when you stand back and look, what do you see? You don't see the deck. All the beauty shots for decking companies all are looking down, right? Well, that's not how you see it. I mean, it's, I'm not dissing that, but his point about, the railing is a really good point. You've done the cables. You've done a lot of different things, haven't you?
I have. And that is, a lot of times that's everything. Usually the stairs, if you make a statement with the stairs, so if you build platform steps or something like that versus just a traditional, you know, 7-10 tread riser, with a rail on each side, and it's 4 feet wide, and it's, you know, it's just, you know, it looks just kind of clunky, and it's there. If you have the opportunity and you can design platforms, and I've always tried to do that with landings and turn the stairs around, and you know, we'll even try to drop the the deck down a step at the house, just so that we can eliminate a step at the stairs, if that makes sense. From the backyard view or from the neighbor's view, it tends to make that deck look nicer and more streamlined. And I really like that. And a good point, because that was one of the things along with the composite decking that I wanted to talk about was railings, but the stairs are the other culprit. So if you have an older deck with an older set of stairs, you can just about guarantee you're going to have to replace the stringers. Now, the post and the supporting members and the landing framing, other than the joist, the post can probably stay most of the time unless you know that they're rotten. But stringers, stair stringers, which are is what carries the treads.
Structural.
Right, it's the structural portion of it. They're cut in and across the grain. A lot of times you'll find they've been oversawn, which is a no-no. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to cut to the line and then finish the cut with a handsaw or a reciprocating saw. And then you back that up usually on the inside with a 2x4 to strengthen that, because once you cut all of that lumber out of a 2x12 for your stair stringer, there's not a whole lot left.
Your stress point. I mean, you don't take direct stress on the weakest point, but it's what, less than a 3-inch?
Yeah, it's three and a half inches in most cases is what's left, because you can just fit a 2x4 on the back side underneath the cut, and we do that almost always. It's a 2x4. It's just not that expensive. It doesn't take that long to do. But if you cut them properly, you can eliminate a lot of that problem. But your old stringers have been nailed or they've been screwed down, and that wood most likely has split and blown out on the side. By the time you take the treads off of it and the risers, the stringers are not. It's not advisable to reuse them. Try to save one if you're doing this yourself, so that you can use it as a pattern and recut. Or at least get the measurements off of it. Don't just take a sawzall to all of it. That way you'll have a pattern, but that makes it a little bit easier to put it back together, because you got to stay in between those two points, the upper deck and the post.
Right.
So something
to
think
about.
A lot of
math if you don't.
Yeah, it is, and it's not hard if you know what you're doing, but if you haven't done it, that makes it a little bit easier. If you have at least have a pattern that you can semi-use, it will help you. And then go find yourself a video.
YouTube. All right, folks, we are going to sneak away for another break. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. You can call us at 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110, or you can go to askjohnanddave.com, check out a bunch of information, and click on the questions button and send us a note that way. Grab your questions, grab a cup of coffee, think about the awesome deck you're going to build, and give us a call. We will be back to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show right now. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Dolville.
Let's talk about our Home Depot product of the week. We're 2 weeks away from Father's Day. You know, tools are going to be a popular gift, and I've got a good one for you. It's the Ryobi OnePlus 18-volt cordless 6-tool combo kit. It's got 6 tools, plus a 1.5 amp hour battery, a 4 amp hour battery, and a charger. So you get a 1/2 inch drill driver, a 1/4 inch impact driver, a 5.5 inch circular saw, a reciprocating saw, a multi-tool, and an LED light. If you bought each of these tools separately, it would be $570, probably a little bit more. In the combo pack, it's $199. It's a great deal. And it's all the OnePlus stuff. So anything in the OnePlus system works with the battery and the chargers, and you can just keep adding tools and tools and tools, which I think is a wonderful thing. But that's it. That's our Home Depot product of the week. Awesome, quality, affordable. David, good conversations this morning on the deck and the depth topics. I think we left it with a kind of a robust discussion on the stringers, which is super good advice.
Stairs, yeah. So, yeah, and I think maybe my point on all of that was is that whether you're doing this yourself or if somebody's quoting you a price on it, you can just about bet that the stringers are going to need to be replaced. So you don't think that somebody's trying to pull something over on you. You may get away with leaving some of the joists. You might be able to reuse some of them, but you could just about count the stringers are done when you take one by the time you take them apart.
No, that's a good point. And I don't know. I have a tendency to like go, you know, scorched earth, like get it all the way back down and start from the bottom. But it's expensive, and it may be an expense you don't need to go to.
Right. If you can leave the post and your footings, bulk of the and some of the joist, you know, you're not going all the way back down. But I think rather the point of it is, John, and I agree with you because you and I are on the same page when it comes to that stuff. It's the stuff that you don't see is just as important as the stuff that you do see.
Exactly.
And if especially if all of that on top that you do see is being supported by what's underneath, you know, why leave it? Why take the chance? You know, get it straight. Make sure it's in good shape. You know, like I said, at the least, cedar shield it before you tape or redeck. That will ensure that it's going to stay in pretty good shape from there on out, because it's not going to get near as much sun or water on it as the portions above. But when it does, it's going to shed it off and it's not going to be a problem. So I think once you get to that point, you know, we talked about the composites and then the stairs and the undercarriage and all of that, and then protecting the top of the joist. There's, you know, the decking board is going to be up to you. It depends on what your budget is and how much you want to spend. But do pay attention to that and know that it gets hot. And then that you have to be careful with it, with walking on bare feet in the middle of summer, because it's going to be pretty warm. And then I think the final thing is what Matt talked about was rails. That is what you see in the end from whether you're looking out your back patio door or your windows of your house, or if you're standing in your yard or your neighbor looking at it, they see the rails. You really want those to be nice. You can spend a little or you can spend a lot. It's up to you. I'm a fan of the Fortress rails. It's an E coating. So they've been dipped and then they're powder coated. And they use an automotive type finish on those. So they have different colors, not a lot of different colors, but blacks and browns, and they have kind of a texture. Some of it's a texture, but a pretty nice rail. They're not bulky. They're kind of thin. They almost mimic wrought iron. So they're almost of that size. You can get a little bit bigger post with them if you want. And you can do a flyover, which means there's no post sticking up. Or you can get the posts that stick up, so you can get a ball, a little newel post, you know, a little ball on top or a little decoration. But the aluminum that Matt was talking about, and just about everybody's making one now, but for a long time, there was only a couple of companies out there that had that aluminum railing, but it's becoming more popular. And now you know it is, because now, John, you see Trex, Veranda, and some of these other folks are mixing powder coated balusters in there. So either they're square or round with a vinyl top and bottom rail. And it's a nice look, you know, if you want to have a little color change in there. So you kind of get a nice look. I prefer the all metal. I agree.
Them. That's an opinion, but I get it.
It is. And it's my favorite. I also think they're easier to take care of. I think they show less dirt and stress. You know, take it from the guy that put brown soffit, brown fascia, and brown gutters on his house. And it looks good, but I'm telling you, when I drive up and I look at them, you don't see the tiger striping, you don't see the dirt, you don't see all of that. And that's why we did it.
That's huge.
Yeah, we designed huge around the colors for ease of maintenance. I mean, I know that sounds kind of silly, but it's really what my thought was. You know, people say, you need to get a life. And I say,
no,
well,
not for a minute.
Now I have one because I'm not.
That's true, because you're not spending an entire time just maintaining everything. And look, the truth of the matter is our age group is getting, you know, more and more people, and we're less and less interested in spending, you know, an entire time weekend doing maintenance stuff.
Yeah, yeah? which well, I know we got to go to a break, but I want to say this to my friend Vicky that I met this week. I bought a ladder from her, and for exactly that reason, she sold her 20-foot ladder, and I was looking for a 16-foot extension ladder. And I found her on Facebook Marketplace. I met her, and I bought the ladder and from her. And she said she wasn't climbing anymore. And she's
good for her.
A fan of WBT and a fan of the show. And just wanted, I told her I'd say I would give a shout out to Vicky. Thanks, Vicky. I appreciate that deal you made me.
Here's to Vicky and helping Dave get high on the job. I mean, up higher heights on the job.
Not that high. It was only 16 foot.
16 foot. Yeah, that's safe. All right, let's take a break, folks. It's the last one of the show, but we'll sneak away and come back for our final segment. 704-570-1110. If you got a question, we'll take it when we return to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And we've got our caller, Sylvia. Sylvia, good morning. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, thank you.
How can we help?
What is the best solution to use for cleaning these new replacement windows?
The glass part or the frame part, Sylvia?
The glass part.
Well, the good news is nothing's changed there over the many, many years. So there's probably a couple different options. One is old-timey is
to mix
a vinegar and water solution.
White vinegar?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And you can get it. You can usually get a lower cost per ounce, if you will, or cost per gallon. If you hit, like, I know the Home Depot sells it. Barb uses vinegar and water to clean windows and a number of things, actually. And she'll buy the big gallon. It's cheaper than buying it in the food stores. So that's an option. But it's white vinegar. And then another option is just like a couple gallons of water and I think maybe a teaspoon of dishwashing liquid like Dawn or something like that. David, I think sometimes if the windows are particularly dirty because it's dishwashing solution, it kind of clings and cleans a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But either of those would be totally fine. Sure. On the glass. And then, David, I think either of them would also be fine if it is just going to get on the frame, and it wouldn't be a problem to do that. You do want to wipe everything off, though, because I think if you leave it, you could get some streaking on the frames.
Okay.
Did that help?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate your call. Clean it. Oh,
I know. Well, when I'm doing touch-up stuff around the house or in the car, I use the spray that they sell at Home Depot. And for the life of me, I can't remember, but it's a foam.
Yep.
Glass cleaner. And sometimes they have three packs, and that's usually when I buy it. Like, in the, you know, like at Christmas when I buy my saw blades, like I know when you buy yours and all that.
Yep.
And that's when I buy it. And I like that stuff. It doesn't streak. But I use ammonia. Really hot water, and I'll put a couple of drops of Dawn or dish detergent. We always have Dawn at home, but
we do.
That works well. And then I was going to tell her the other easy way is to call Shine of Charlotte.
There you go.
And let them
like
do
that
it.
Theory. Yeah, they're actually very good.
They do good. I wanted to brag on them just a minute because this week I had a customer that called me. They noticed they had just bought this house, and I think they got a lot of house, and I think they got a lot of issues too. But their downspouts are all underground, piped underground. Mm-hmm. And they noticed that they weren't draining. They can't find where they're coming out. And she wanted a landscape contractor. And I said, before you do that, and I said, call these folks. And I gave them Shine's number. They clean gutters and windows and do all that. They even do clean roofs. But they use their pressure washers, and they have an attachment that they can push down into the drain, kind of like the same thing they use for drain cleaning in the city of Charlotte. You see those big trucks that they clean out the sewer lines with. It's kind of the same thing. It's just a smaller version. Anyway, he was able to go down in those lines and find the ends of them, when what they figured out was that it was just a really poor job, a poor installation of the piping. But she was so impressed that she sent me back a note and, you know, said thank you. And, you know, they were very professional and they did what they're supposed to do. And that's good. So good company. And I knew they were, and I knew Alex was the owner, and they do a great job. So lots of services. And they do have, they happen to be a one of our preferred service providers. So you can check them out. You can find them on our website, AskJohnAndDave.com.
So thank you for that, and thank you for making us look good.
Yeah, well, and that's the key, is that that's the people we want to associate with.
So, yeah, exactly.
Good job, and thanks, Alex. We do appreciate that. But yeah, so, and I guess just to wrap up on the decks, I think we kind of touched base, you know, like you said, a month or so ago, we talked about the undercarriage and framing and having that done right, if you're going to do it yourself. And and then the same thing, if you want to just recover it and try to use part of your structure, you certainly can do that. And it's definitely a way to spruce it up, make it look good, make it look new. Do your research. There's lots of websites out there that can help you. Of course, you can always send us a note at AskJohnAndDave.com, and we can help you with that. And then I think the final piece that we didn't talk about that I said I would was the stone deck. And that is the Silka Grate, which was the original name of that product when it came out. But that product goes over top of the joist. You strip the deck off, and then this allows you to put travertine 3/4 inch or thicker. I think 1 inch is the preferred thickness. But it allows you to put stone, natural stone. You could put pavers. You could do a lot of different things with it and have a permanent deck. You do need to make sure that you talk to a structural engineer if you're putting anything real heavy on there, you know, like a 3-inch paver or something, to make sure that your substructure will hold it. Again, I would suggest that you replace the joist, because you want a flat deck. You want pitch and fall so the water will run off, but you definitely want to make sure that the deck is flat when you put those grates down. But you do that with a steel or an aluminum rail, John, you've got you pretty much have beautiful. A permanent deck. You yeah. really do. And beautiful and thing. The pictures are amazing of that. So yep. Let's get John in here. We say,
hey, John, you're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you?
Hey, just quick. I was doing an issue with a customer, and they just built the deck. And when they built it, they didn't realize that there was some electrical grounding around it. And I think they pulled it apart to finish the deck and never put it back.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, when they do decks, you got to do more than just the deck. You got to make sure there's no other.
Sure, sure. So what do you think it was, the grounding rods, and they disconnected the wire to get it out of the way, and then they didn't hook it back up?
Either they did that or it pulled out. And one of the big problems, the people's houses get electric lightning, is it comes in on loose ground.
Right.
And the ground is typically near the meter, but sometimes they put the phone ground, which most people don't have phones anymore, but the ground's still in the building.
Right.
In the house. I'm just saying, when you do decks, there's a lot of crap around there you don't think of until after.
Good point. Yeah. I had a gas line under mine, so yep, totally get it.
Thanks, John. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, sir. All right. Where are we?
Well, we got one ringing in.
Yvonne, let's see if we can get Yvonne real
okay.
quick, yeah?
If not, I'll finish her off the air.
Okay. Hey, Yvonne, you're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great.
Fine. How can we help?
I have an existing deck that was new boards put down in February of 19, and then in October of 19, put down the Sherwin-Williams deck treatment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And had that put down by a company that does that. I did not do that myself. And I had noticed the day before the deck was going to be done, we had a slight rain, and I had told the guys that maybe we should wait. And they were going to come in the afternoon. I get a lot of afternoon sun. They felt like it would be dry enough, but they would double check, which they did. And when I came home from work, they were finishing up. And within 6 months, the actual product just started peeling up.
It
adhered and sank down into the wood.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm gonna put Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne, Yvonne, we're gonna put you on hold because we have a hard stop to end the show. But don't go away. David will finish this up off the air once we're done. Okay. All right, folks, thanks for being with us this week. We genuinely appreciate the questions, the involvement. We love doing it. And, of course, as you know, we love to remind you each week that we think that the most important kind of home improvement that you can make is the one that makes your home a happier place to live in. Don't forget to work on that project this week, and we'll see you next week when we return to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave.